"So that's your advice, is it?" said Sam. "That we should go another long march south to find ourselves in the same fix or a worse one when we get there, if we ever do?"
No, indeed," said Gollum. "Hobbits must see, must try to understand. He doesn't expect attack that way. His eye is all round, but it attends more to some places than to others. He can't see everything all at once, not yet. You see, he has conquered all the country west of the Shadowy Mountains down to the river, and he holds the bridges now. He thinks no one can come to the Moon Tower without fighting big battle at the bridges or getting lots of boats which they cannot hide, and he will know about."
"You seem to know a lot about what he's doing and thinking," said Sam. "Have you been talking to him lately, or just hobnobbing with orcs?"
"Not nice, Hobbit, not sensible," said Gollum, giving Sam an angry glance and turning to Frodo. "Smeagol has talked to orcs, yes, of course, before he met Master, and to many peoples. He has walked very far, and what he says now many peoples are saying. It's here in the north that the big danger is for him and for us. He will come out of the Black Gate one day soon. That is the only way big armies can come. But away down west he is not afraid, and there are the Silent Watchers."
"Just so," said Sam, not to be put off. "And so we're to walk up and knock at their gate and ask if we're on the right road for Mordor? Or are they too silent to answer? It's not sense. We might as well do it here and save ourselves a long tramp."
"Don't make jokes about it," hissed Gollum. "It isn't funny. Oh, no, not amusing. It's not sense to try and get into Mordor at all. But if Master says I must go or I will go, then he must try some way. But he must not go to the terrible city. Oh, no, of course not. That is where Smeagol helps. Nice Smeagol. Though no one tells him what it is all about, Smeagol helps again. He found it. He knows it."
"What did he find?" asked Frodo.